and welcome to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Supreme Master Television is broadcasting from Los Angeles, California, USA.
You can view us on Astro 1 at 19.2 degrees east or Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east in Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa. Our programs air 24 hours a day and 7 days a week and are also available online at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, North Korea agrees to discontinue its nuclear facilities. In humanitarian news, nonprofit groups join together to care for the children of Peru. In space news, Google is offering $30 million for the first private spacecraft to reach the moon. In habitat news, many Ugandans now have sweet homes to call their own. In environmental news, green power projects have been completed across 16 European countries. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today in history, October the 3rd, East and West Germany reunited in 1990. The reunification has brought together family and friends and led to a new era of peace for Germany. May God continue to bless the wonderful nation of Germany with harmony, prosperity, and happiness.
News, Hamas in Gaza ready for truce with Israel. On Sunday, Mohammed Awad, a senior member of the Hamas government in Gaza, said Hamas is ready to offer a truce with Israel at this time. Gaza had been isolated from the world since June, and a ceasefire agreement would likely reopen borders. Thank you, Hamas, for proposing a truce in Gaza. May heaven bless the Middle East region with peace, tolerance, and cooperation for a brighter tomorrow.
Lion News. Historic summit between two Koreas begins. After months of planning and years of anticipation, South Korea's President Roh Moo-hyun arrived in North Korea for the second ever summit between North and South Korean leaders. In a symbolic gesture, President Roh and his wife walked across the border between the two Koreas. In the northern capital of Pyongyang, they were met by hundreds of thousands of people waving pink flowers. North Korean leader Kim Jong-il and President Roh shook hands before the Hall of Culture in downtown Pyongyang. Congratulations, Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il and President Roh, on your historic meeting. May heaven bless the summit with peaceful results.
Fly-in news. Young Rwandan spreads Islam's message of peace. 19-year-old Umugwaniza Suleiman spent 2 years memorizing the Quran and is now the first Rwandan to participate in Dubai's International Holy Quran Award competition. Mr. Suleiman is one of many Rwandans who have converted to Islam in recent years. Despite enduring many hardships as a boy, Umugwaniza was determined to become a Hafiz, one who knows the Quran by heart. At the age of 15, he and his friends traveled to Kenya to enroll in a Quranic school to study the Holy Scriptures for 2 years. Mr. Suleiman said, "I hope that through my knowledge of Islam, I will be able to help spread peace in my country." Congratulations on your accomplishment, Hafiz Umugwaniza Suleiman. May Allah bless you abundantly in your noble endeavor to spread the Holy Quran's message of peace.
Lion News. U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, donates $65.7 million to Liberia for development. Liberia and the U.S. have signed 4 agreements for USAID to assist Liberia in achieving its poverty reduction goals. The funds will bolster economic growth, education, healthcare, and democratic governance. The U.S. government also stated that, subject to the availability of funds, USAID will provide an additional $75.6 million in fiscal year 2008 for a grand total of $141.35 million. Thank you, and God bless the United States for its investment in Liberia. We send our best wishes to the Liberians for the success of these programs.
Fly-in news. British Prime Minister visits Baghdad. On Tuesday, Mr. Gordon Brown made his first visit to Iraq as the British Prime Minister. He met with Iraqi leaders to discuss security in the southern province of Basra, where British troops are currently stationed. Prime Minister Brown hopes to bring 1,000 soldiers home in time for Christmas. Thank you, and God bless you, Prime Minister Brown, for supporting Iraq on its way to stability and independence. We hope the British troops enjoy a warm reunion with loved ones soon.
Fly-in news. India to host third largest Muslim prayer gathering. On October the 8th, the 26th night of the holy month of Ramadan, up to 700,000 Muslims are expected to meet on a 20-acre parcel of land along a stretch of highway in Kerala, India. The prayer congregation, which has grown significantly from the original 1,000 people who attended 22 years ago, is known as Lailatul Qadr. According to Saifuddin, one of the event's organizers, the gathering is supported by everyone living in the area. He said, irrespective of caste or religion, all those living on either side of the highway allow the visiting people to erect tents and provide them with all necessary help to attend the prayers. Congratulations, all those involved in organizing this holy event. May the great Allah bless the devotees with a blissful and meaningful time of prayer.
Fly-in news. Food aid reaches those in need in Myanmar. The Myanmar government on Sunday has agreed to resume food aid delivery to some 500,000 aid recipients. The food aid is provided by the United Nations World Food Program. This assistance is essential for supporting the nutritional health of the young children. Thank you, and God bless World Food Program for your humanitarian care. We also thank the government of Myanmar for helping to ensure the people's health. May all people of Myanmar be blessed with well-being and fulfillment.
Fly-in news. Six party talks in Beijing end with a draft agreement on North Korean denuclearization. The most recent set of talks among North and South Korea, the United States, China, Japan, and Russia concluded with a draft agreement on Sunday. Delegates from the six nations will now seek approval for the agreement from their respective countries. The tentative accord calls for the dismantling of nuclear facilities at North Korea's Yongbyon nuclear complex and complete transparency in all of North Korea's nuclear projects. We send a heartfelt thank you to the six countries who participated in these talks for reaching an encouraging agreement. May heaven bless your work with success for a peaceful Korean peninsula.
Fly-in news. Sudan's finance minister reiterates Darfur investment plans. Al-Zubayr Ahmed Al-Hassan, Sudan's finance minister and the head of the commission supervising the Darfur Region Rehabilitation Fund, has reaffirmed the government's commitment to provide $700 million for rehabilitation projects in Darfur between 2006 and 2008. He also announced the Rehabilitation Fund's plans to provide $13.5 billion for development projects in Darfur from 2008 to 2015. Plans include the rehabilitation of villages and the establishment of hospitals, schools, water services, electricity, roads, and bridges. Thank you, and God bless Sudanese government for your commitment to provide for the people of Darfur. May your generosity bring Allah's blessings of peace and prosperity to the region.
Fly-in news. UAE government opens free media for journalists. The Minister of Development for the Government Sector, Sultan bin Said Al Mansouri, has announced the decision of His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum that journalists will now be granted freedom in performing the duties associated with their work. Mr. Mansouri said, "This landmark decision is bound to develop the relationship between the government officials and the journalists. Thank you, and Allah bless your Highness for your openness toward the media, which also gives the world an opportunity to better appreciate your beautiful country. May Allah bless the journalists for their courage and keep them safe as they do their work."
Fly-In News, former U.S. Vice President Al Gore shares climate change message in Vancouver, Canada. On Saturday, Supreme Master Television correspondents in Canada were on hand to report on former U.S. Vice President Al Gore's visit to Vancouver to speak about climate change.
The word crisis, as some of you know, is expressed in Chinese and in Japanese in a different way. They use the same characters, you know, and they use for crisis two characters together. And the first means by itself, danger. The second means opportunity. And you put them together and you get crisis. That's a better way of talking about this, because it's the most dangerous crisis we've ever faced, but it is the greatest business opportunity and opportunity for our civilization that we have ever known.
Also present were the British Columbian Premier, Gordon Campbell, and Vancouver's own widely respected environmentalist, Dr. David Suzuki. Thank you, Vice President Al Gore, Dr. David Suzuki, Premier Gordon Campbell, for your dedication to saving our precious environment. May heaven bless your work with success.
Fly-In News. New York's secondhand smoke laws are already saving lives. A report by the State Health Department has found that the secondhand smoke law, implemented by New York in 2003 forbidding indoor smoking, has resulted in an 8% reduction in heart attacks. The findings from this report are consistent with those published in 2006 by the U.S. Surgeon General's Office. Thank you and God bless New York for your caring commitment to the well-being of your citizens. May all be blessed with good health and vitality.
Fly-In News, French tourists touched by Iran's love. A French couple who recently visited Iran have reflected that the Iranians are hospitable, friendly, and very warm. As reported by the IRNA news agency, the couple remarked about the Iranian people that they are cultured, civilized, and hospitable. During their continued travels, the French tourists hope to share their heartwarming experience of the Iranian people with the rest of the world. We appreciate the French couple's honest and lovely discovery of our Iranian global neighbors. May all the world have a chance to appreciate the kindness and beauty of Iran and her people.
Fly-In News. Yoko Ono unveils her Imagine Peace Tower on October the 9th in Reykjavik, Iceland. Yoko Ono is a conceptual artist and wife of the late Beatle John Lennon. Every year from October the 9th, which would have been John Lennon's 67th birthday, to December the 8th, the anniversary of his death, the words Imagine Peace will be projected in 24 languages. Around the tower, 495,000 wishes collected by Yoko Ono from visitors to her exhibitions will be buried with trees planted above them. Yoko Ono has said of the tower, "It will signify the feeling of the shortness of life, but the light is eternal." Thank you, Yoko Ono, for this beacon of peace. May heaven bless the hearts of all who look upon it with peace, love, and understanding.
Fly-In News, World Celebrates International Day of Nonviolence. In honor of Mahatma Gandhi's birthday, on October 2nd, people around the world celebrate the UN-sponsored International Day of Nonviolence. Supreme Master Television correspondents in Hungary reports from Budapest that people gathered in Hero Square to honor the legacies of nonviolent freedom marchers throughout the world. Civil organizations, schools, the staffs of several embassies, and the ambassadors of India and Bolivia joined with thousands of participants to form a living peace sign. We pray with God's blessings for every day to be an International Day of Nonviolence.
In Supreme Master Qinghai International Association News from Hong Kong. when Supreme Master Ching Hai heard the Heartline on Supreme Master Television about a kind gentleman from Saudi Arabia who takes care of over 100 cats, many dogs, and birds, she decided to present him with an award and $2,000 to help him in the care of his beloved animals. Also, our association members in Hong Kong immediately sent him 100 bags of Lively Doggy vegetarian pet food. May this compassionate man and his sweet animals enjoy many happy, healthy years in God's grace.
In peace news, North Korea discontinues its nuclear facilities. Following an inspection trip to Yongbyon, a three-nation team of international nuclear experts reached a consensus with the government of North Korea on how to proceed with disabling the nuclear facilities in Yongbyon. The team was made of Russian, American, and Chinese nuclear experts and met for 5 days in Pyongyang, the capital of North Korea. In anticipation of economic concessions, security guarantees in Northeast Asia and normalization of Pyongyang's relations with Washington and Tokyo, North Korea is willing to disable its nuclear facilities. Thank you and heaven bless North Korea, China, Russia, and the United States for your efforts in achieving an important development in world peace. Up next on Noteworthy News, non-profit groups join hands to make sure the children of Peru are well taken care of. We're stepping out to say hello to the birds and return right away. Please keep your dial tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Welcome, I'm Onky the Piglet, presenting today's tip on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Millet is a grain whose cultivation can be traced back over 6,500 years. It's packed with protein and vitamin B's for a healthy metabolism. Millet is ideal for those who are allergic to wheat and gluten. It makes a tasty light breakfast cereal and works well in vegetable loaves. I hope you enjoy this nutritious grain in your diet. And now for the weather from around the world.
In humanitarian news, non-profit groups join together to care for the children of southern Peru. In conjunction with Caritas, Care Peru, and Médecins Sans Frontières, SOS Children's Villages help organize and support family committees to provide aid for children in the areas affected by the earthquake. More than 1,500 children receive a substantial meal every day. In addition, local family committees have built sanitation facilities and kitchens. With the help of Care Peru, they have also learned how to purify water for themselves. Many thanks and God bless all those that have come together to help the Peruvian people in their time of need. May the resilient Peruvian people soon resume their normal lives with heaven's blessing.
In space news, Google is giving away $30 million to the company that gets to the moon first. The internet company, Google, will be organizing a contest called the Lunar X Prize for private companies around the globe. The prize worth $30 million will be awarded to the first companies with robotic spacecrafts reaching the moon safely. The spacecraft has to travel for not less than a quarter mile and send back pictures and film after landing. If any team can achieve this by the end of 2012, they will be awarded $20 million. A second prize worth $10 million will go to teams who reach beyond the minimum goals. Google believes that space exploration can bring great advancements in technologies. Thank you and God's blessings to Google for being generous and creative. May the heavens shine on those who reach into the frontiers of discovery. Coming up, 48 Ugandan families now have a place to call home. We'll go for a quick prayer and be right back. You're watching Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In Habitat News, 48 Ugandan families now have sweet homes of their own. Habitat for Humanity in Uganda and Stanbic Bank have been helping to raise the living standards of many Ugandan families by providing new housing structures. The new houses have timber doors and windows. They also have cemented floors and iron sheet roofing, as well as a clean water supply. Allocation priority is given to orphan families or those headed by widows, widowers, or single mothers. With a place to call home, families can concentrate on other rewarding and enriching activities such as community development. Thank you and God bless Habitat for Humanity and Stanbic Bank for your kind help. May the lovely families in these new homes be filled with joyous moments full of heaven's blessings.
In environmental news, renewable energy is fast becoming the power source of choice for industry-leading European companies, bringing business benefits as well as being environmentally sound and planet-friendly. The Green Power Market Development Group in European Union has completed its first series of green power projects across 16 European countries. Projects include green power purchases, biomass thermal energy, wind power, solar thermal and geothermal heat pumps. The total 100 megawatts in generation capacity produces the equivalent energy needs of more than 110,000 European households. As Steve Howard, CEO of the Climate Group, says, renewable energy plays an important and growing role in helping companies reduce their environmental impact.
To really make a difference on climate change.
Thank you all involved in this important and uplifting work for our glorious Earth. May God continue to bless you in your noble work for the health of our planet.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
I was a guy who came in a shop and buy a parrot. There were three parrots in the shop. One is $5,000, the other one $10,000, and the other one $30,000. The customer asked the owner, how come this guy $5,000? So expensive for a parrot, this kind. So he said, because I have trained him or he can talk. So the customer asked, and how about this guy? What can he do that he's so expensive? Said, well, apart from talking, he could also do some amusing action, like dancing and all that. That's why he's expensive, okay. And he said, how about the third one? What can he do that he's so expensive? And the owner of the shop said, I don't know. Normally, I never heard him talk, nor dance, or whistle, or sing, nothing at all. But the other two call him the boss, so...
And now for our viewer's heartline.
Grateful to know this, and chanting.
Thank you, charming viewer, for sharing with us your lovely heartline. We wish you and your loved ones many of God's blessings.
Do you have a heartline today? It's been a pleasure to share these news stories with you. As always, we would love to hear about the positive and uplifting events that are happening in your area of the world. So please share them with us, along with any comments, to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
Supreme Master Television is easy to access from anywhere in the world. Simply visit suprememastertv.com, where you will find us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Thank you for watching Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. We wish you peace and God's blessings.